The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All
right! If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Today is opposite day. That's right. Opposite day. You might be wondering what I mean when I say today is opposite day. But if you have kids, you know SpongeBob SquarePants. There's an episode called Opposite Day. And that's a day where everyone acts opposite of the way that they would normally act. And I feel like I'm having one of those days. It's opposite day. When the United States of America is considering arming our enemies in the Middle East with nuclear weapons, it's opposite day. When Indiana passes a law to protect freedom of conscience for everyone, and the government of the state of Indiana gets tarred and feathered, it's opposite day. When a business is forced by the government to bake a cake for someone, but babies continue to die and don't have the right to life, and we're losing 1 million a year, it's opposite day. And when a child gets cut from his mother's womb and no charges are brought, it's opposite day. And sometimes I wonder if it's not just opposite day, maybe it's opposite year. It just seems like common sense is no longer common in America. And that's why we at Created Equal do what we do. And we will not back down. And we will stand for the truth in the public square regardless of the consequences. We will defend the rights of preborn children, that they are created in the image of God and therefore deserve human dignity and the right to life. We will continue to do that even when it's opposite day. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about what's going on in the pro-life movement. And my guest is Lila Rose. And Lila is the president of Live Action. And she began working with Live Action when she was 15 years old and began to lead undercover sting operations into abortion mills across America. And since that time, you've probably seen her on television. She's been on the Hannity Show and O'Reilly and, of course, the Mark Harrington Show. And that she's led sting operations to uncovering Planned Parenthood sex abuse scandals, racism, the fact that they assist sex traffickers and support sex selection abortions and infanticide. All have been national news and have brought down this image of Planned Parenthood as some, you know, wonderful organization that's there for women and children. So we've got live Lila on the program today. Thanks for being on the Mark Harrington Show.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you. So Lila, it seems like opposite day. I want to plunge into the conversation, because we've only got you for one segment here today. First, let's talk about this horrible, tragic situation in Colorado where this young mother, Michelle Wilkins, was lured to a home on Craigslist by a Craigslist ad that was advertising baby clothes. And this woman, her name, Danelle Lane, I believe, stabbed her and cut her baby out of her womb. The baby died. From what I understand, Michelle Wilkins. I'm not certain. Is she alive? Well, we'll talk about that. But there were no charges brought. Can you explain what's going on here?
Sure, Mark. I mean, the story is horrific. Not enough people know about it, but it should be. It should continue to be a huge talking point because it's not just the story, but what happened in the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
So a woman in her young 20s, she responds to a Craigslist ad in Colorado and in the suburban neighborhood. Anyway, she ends up going and she's assaulted. And a woman who is, I mean, she must be deranged. Of course, that is, we don't know the whole history of the woman, but she had some form of nurse practitioner training. She broke a glass and took a small knife and used that to literally hold this woman down and cut the 7-month-old child out of her womb. The woman, of course, was bleeding out. She was left in the basement, and the attacker disappeared with her child, who was gasping for breath. At least that's what the reports say. And anyways, she's able to call police. Her child dies. I can only imagine the trauma first that she endured physically and emotionally and in every way, but now to lose her precious little girl that she was trying to buy baby clothes for, but instead it was ripped from her room in such an incredibly violent and brutal way. And you know what happened afterwards is the prosecutor says, I mean, this is a clear case of aggressive and very, it was a planned assault. It was very carefully planned by the woman who attacked this mother. And what ends up happening is the prosecutor says, we're not going to press charges. And the reason for that, I can explain, that it goes back to, of course, the abortion industry and their mm-hmm. multi-million-dollar campaigns to fight against what is truly caring for mothers, for women, and for their children.
My guest is Lila Rose. You can go to liveaction.org. They are on the front lines of this battle to defend preborn children and expose Planned Parenthood primarily. This is a tragic situation. The law does not, unfortunately, it does not protect against this in the state of Colorado. It's absurd that this woman is not going to be charged with the death of the child.
It is absurd. And the reason for that, Mark, is because in the years prior to this horrific case that just happened a few weeks ago, where this baby's cut from her mother's womb and is killed, The amazing story is that Planned Parenthood, the biggest abortion chain in the country, you know, they're notorious in Colorado for covering up sexual abuse in a lawsuit that's ongoing, for having abortion quotas. They lobbied with millions of dollars against laws that were working by activists in the community in Colorado to pass, and they were lobbying against laws that would protect children who are killed in homicide cases in the womb. So there was a Brady Amendment, which was run by a mother who was killed or who was hit by a drunk driver and lost her viable baby. That was a horrific experience. Her little son, Brady, I believe he was over 8 months. And in this situation, Planned Parenthood said, hey, look, the laws on the books in Colorado are sufficient. And they were in press conference after press conference, on show after show, Mark, saying that Planned Parenthood was saying in Colorado the laws are sufficient to protect children in the womb against assault, against homicide attacks where a person directly or indirectly kills them, like a drunk driver. So it's no problem. And they got lawmakers to agree and very pro-abortion lawmakers, but their agenda was not protecting children. Their agenda was protecting the killing of children, abortion. So what ends up happening is now just a year after or month after the Brady Amendment doesn't pass because of the millions that Planned Parenthood pours against it, that law that would have protected and brought justice for children like Brady killed in a drunk driver's accident, or children like this little girl now in Colorado who was cut from her mother's womb, it's like their life doesn't count. They're not even considered a life. And so these mothers are grieving their children who were slaughtered, and there's no justice for them or for their children.
It's unbelievable. And the prosecutor basically said that because the child was not born alive, they had no evidence that it was born alive, that this woman will not be charged. Let's move on, Lila. Let's talk about Live Action. You guys are known for the exposés of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood gets over $500 million in tax dollars every year. Yet conservative pro-life groups are getting attacked by the IRS. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Let's talk briefly about this. You guys have been doing this for a while now, exposing Planned Parenthood with these undercover operations. I know you can't talk about future ones, but let's talk about some of them that you've been able to accomplish in the past, such as the sex abuse and the sex election abortions and that kind of thing, and our goal, which is to defund Planned Parenthood.
Yes, as it needs to be. We fund over $500 million a year of taxpayer money to the biggest abortion chain, Planned Parenthood. They do over 330,000 abortions a year, 330,000 children killed by Planned Parenthood alone a year, and they get $500 million, over a $1 billion budget in total is what they have. And we've been investigating them, Mark, for over 7 years now, and we're working on new projects. And what we've documented is insane, because what we actually do is go in undercover into the abortion clinics, into Planned Parenthood across the country, posing as potential clients, posing as potential donors, posing as a lot of scenarios that happen every day. And the amount of corruption, abuse, the deceit, the manipulation that happens every day is tremendous. And you can actually see dozens of these videos online. These videos are just more evidence to the pile of growing evidence. There are lawsuits against Planned Parenthood of real victims who've been sexually abused and then sent to Planned Parenthood, where they covered up the sexual abuse, little girls, gave them a secret abortion, sent them back into the arms of their sexual abusers. You have cases of widespread fraud where Planned Parenthood is double billing the government and then billing the patient. You have situations where Planned Parenthood is promoting sex selective abortion and saying it's a right and that you should be able to do late term abortions of little girls in the womb just because they're girls, that's a woman's right. I mean, extreme agenda. And our investigations are exposing a lot of these things. Most recently, we were in abortion clinics for late term abortion, exposing, and this is, of course, Planned Parenthood is lobbying on behalf of every day on Capitol Hill. They have 20 lobbyists on the House side alone for the House of Representatives. But you have these late-term abortionists describing how they slaughter children in the last trimester. It's horrific, and it's legal. And you have supposedly pro-women's groups who are advocating for it when the majority of Americans are against late-term abortion. So you see these incredible disconnects where Planned Parenthood is out of touch with what women deserve and want, and with where the public is, and of course with the human right to life, the most fundamental right. And we're working to expose all that, and it's extremely daunting to see the incredible lies that are being told every day by political powers, by entrenched interests. But the amazing thing is when you put an undercover video online that shows actually what's happening in a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic, it changes everything. And that's what we work to do.
Lila Rose is my guest. Go to liveaction.org and check out all of their exposés, their videos of Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry. Lila, we got about 20 seconds. What's happening with trying to defund Planned Parenthood right now?
Well, you know, there's always a squabble going on, and there's sometimes a lack of leadership, and I'm seeing that right now. Unfortunately, a lot of the leadership on the Hill is not focusing on protecting the most fundamental human right and cutting these funds. So we have a petition that we're working towards and working on new investigations. Please sign it, Planned Parenthood Exposed, PlannedParenthoodExposed.com. Sign the petition. It's over 50,000 people. We need to get that to pass 100. Saying we need to defund the abortion industry now. This needs to be our focus.
My guest has been Lila Rose. Go to liveaction.org. Folks, write a big check to Live Action. They need it. We all need it. But they're doing the hard work, the heavy lifting to expose Planned Parenthood. And go to PlannedParenthoodExposed.com. Be part of this petition to defund these butchers, Planned Parenthood. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Mark Harrington Show. Stick around.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute.
Created Equal is about changing this culture, and that's what we have to do if we are going to win this fight. And Mark and Seth and the others on the team of Created Equal are doing just that. And I am happy to endorse their work. Glad to call them fellow companions in this fight for the life of the unborn, and I certainly hope you will support and work with them as they work on reforming this culture so that it has an appreciation for human life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net. Or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio, 4230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
That's right. It's opposite day here on the Mark Harrington Show. Go to our website at createdequal.org and click on the radio icon. We have all of our programs archived there on Podbean and iTunes. You can listen to the podcasts, stream them, or actually download them to your mobile device and listen to them at any point along the way that you'd like. And, of course, we're on the air here every Saturday, 1:30 p.m. on WRFD. So it is opposite day, and I felt compelled to address this RFRA story in Indiana. I know that you're probably sick of hearing about it, and it does not actually deserve all the attention it's getting. But it does bring to a head an issue that we need to discuss as Christians living in a culture that is increasingly hostile to our message. The Religious Freedom and Restoration Act is the name of it. And this week, Indiana passed the bill that 19 other states have passed. And that there's actual federal legislation that passed with the signature of none other than Bill Clinton. Barack Obama, believe it or not, supported this legislation. And what it does is just give individuals conscience rights. And not that the First Amendment doesn't do that. It does. Honestly, to me, it's somewhat redundant, but I think that speaks for itself. The fact that we even have to pass a Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which basically reiterates and protects the rights that are provided for us in the First Amendment, speaks to where we are as a nation. And unfortunately, this bill, fortunately it was passed, but unfortunately the reaction that came from the intolerant left, and that's who they are. It's the left, the statists, that want to impose their own new state religion, which in my view is homosexual marriage, is what made this a story. And that is the reaction of the left, the political left, and the homosexual agenda, gay activists, was beyond the pale. And so you've got groups and individuals like Tim Cook of Apple, Starbucks Coffee, Walmart. You know, you can go down the list now. The NCAA, who have now come out and said they are not going to do business in Indiana. Well, you know, that's their right. They want to do that, that's fine. It is America. I defend their rights to not do business in Indiana if they choose to. But let's just look at the hypocrisy here for a moment. Apple. You know, I don't know about you, but there are a lot of people that have iPhones. Guess where those are made? In China. They have a one-child policy there. I don't see Tim Cook saying, hey, we're not going to do business in a nation that forces women to only have one child. Apple, who does business in Saudi Arabia. You know what they do to women there? You know what they do to homosexuals there? They don't just deny them the ability to buy a cake. They stone them to death. But no, Apple's going to boycott Indiana. But they have no problem with doing business with Saudi Arabia or China. That's the problem. It's an agenda that's driven by the left, supported by almost every institution now in our country and our government, who is forcing Christians, individual Christians, who are compelled by their conscience and their belief in their own God, in their religion, to act out their conscience. Private citizens. This isn't about equality. It's not about tolerance. This is about shutting the mouths of the church. You and I, Christians, bullying us to not be willing to speak up. And I tell you what, it's working. It's working. I haven't heard a report, and maybe there are some, of prominent Christian leaders, pastors, and so forth, business leaders, standing up for this law and the 19 laws and the federal law that basically reiterates our rights to free speech and freedom of conscience. Maybe I've missed it, but I haven't seen much of that. What I have seen is homosexual activists and corporations attempting to bully people like yourself, myself, and others who hold these views very, very closely into submission, beating us into submission. These are deeply held beliefs that we have. And now, by the force of government, they are attempting to compel us to acquiesce, to give in, to not be a standard bearer, to no longer believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. But it's more than that. And I will just say that I think we need to go to where this actually ends up. And that is what I believe is the one goal of all of this, and that is to undermine the Word of God, to discredit it, so that even Christians believe that God's Word cannot be trusted. When God said that He made man and woman, and in the image of God He created them, He made them male and female. He didn't mean it. He didn't mean it. He was having a bad hair day or something. And then came around the New Testament, and he got saved, I guess, you know, and he became nice, like Jesus. And we want to be nicer than him now. But the problem is we can't give in because the Word of God is clear. And if we do, we are undermining God's Word. And I want to speak directly right now to the pastors out there. If you think this is going away, if you think this is going to end at businesses being forced to provide a service that they believe is against their conscience to homosexual activists, you're wrong. They have the sights on you. And they are biding their time. But the time is coming, and I think it's soon, that we are going to see, by the force of law, pastors being forced to perform same-sex marriages. Now, you might say, well, that'll never happen. Well, we didn't think we'd get to this point today where the Supreme Court is likely to rule for all 50 states that gay marriage is now the law of the land. In just 10 years, 11 years, in 2004, in this state, we passed a marriage amendment protecting marriage between a man and a woman. In just 11 years, it was totally flipped to now gay marriage is upon us. Not by legislature, not by the vote of the people, not by democracy, but by unelected judges who have interpreted the Constitution wrongly. And now there's only one institution left. There's only one left standing, and frankly, I don't know how well we're standing against this, and that is the church, the body of Christ. God's representation on this earth is now in the crosshairs and always has been, and I think it's not long before pastors are going to be forced to perform same-sex marriages. My question is this, Pastor, what are you going to do? If you're not speaking up now, will you speak up then? Or will you acquiesce then and just say, well, Romans 13 compels us to follow the civil government rules and laws? Or will you stand and say, no, I will not compromise the Word of God? That's the issue. See, right now, the Little Sisters of the Poor are still fighting and suing the Obama administration because they're being forced to pay for abortion. See, what's happening here with this RFRA, this Religious Freedom Restoration Act, is it's really a failure of the church. And that is, we have failed to teach our people how to live in an environment, a world, a nation that is hostile to our message. How do we do that? And my question finally is, do we love our kids? Because we're losing them to secularism. We're losing them to the world. We're caving. And they're walking from the faith. Let's stand up for the word of God, despite the consequences, despite what it may mean to us personally. We have to do it. We have no chance, no other options. Failure is not an option. We'll be back next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.